Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters tryna blind like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, ain't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. Bought the copper villa off the island for the throne beat. I'ma go eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Build it back, then bring trucks. Start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the standard song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my homie. I still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path, do your math, all that stuff, keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OG's original, real OG's original.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Monday, June the 24th of 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a powerful show scheduled for you. I want to introduce what we'll be doing in 2020. So this is 2020, the year of crystal clear vision. So 2020, we're breaking down the crystal clear vision. Now, crystal clear vision is composed of or made up of three esoteric things that we want to go through today. And this is very important because we're talking about making sure that everybody understands how to move forward or to establish consciousness and reality, which is the ability to see or the ability to understand the spirit realm without being a part of all of the mysticism, if you will. And so this is the ability for you to over and understand how to operate and vibrate in the spirit realm. And without getting all mystical, without getting, you know, sidetracked by all of the new age fluff. Because what's interesting is the new age, if we want to use that term, new age, has taken the information and adopted it so that way they've demonized it. And so now we have symbols and we have signs and symbols that are associated with the dominant culture or this harmonious arrangement that gives off the frequency wave or the vibration that it is evil, that it is dark. And so in 2020, we're rolling out the new system. And again, we'll be breaking down the math and the numbers for the cost of a huge discount for early registration. And I'll be doing separate shows to break down the numbers. But today I want to talk about the primary focus, if we want to use that term, of starting now to understand this layered consciousness, which is called despiritualized consciousness. So we have to despiritualize consciousness. And consciousness has been spiritualized from a perspective of over and understanding how to bring about the muddying, the delusion or the demonization of the waters. So that way everybody's afraid. Because remember, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And so if the enemy can get you to operate in that spirit of fear, then we won't expand, express, and expose our consciousness because of fear. And so for 2020, we want to focus on, number one, layered consciousness. Number two, unlimited sex. And sex means sacred energy exchange or sacred energy xenogenesis. Even though it looks like it's exogenesis, but it's actually pronounced xena. So xenogenesis. And number three, extrasensory perception, which is called biocommunication. Now, these are three terms that will be, that is broken down inside of my new book that I'll be rolling out here in 2020. A little earlier than 2020, but we're rolling everything out now. So I want to kind of introduce what we've been introducing for the last, the last four or five shows we've been focusing on. At least I've been focusing on this topic. And so today we want to go a little bit further down the rabbit trail to give you a little bit more information about establishing crystal clear vision in your own brain. So that way, you know, obviously, hopefully you'll be able to, you know, join me in 2020. But due to the, again, the price point, if we want to use that term, it may not be available for everybody. Because at this point, for me, the goal is to assist the people that we call well off, the people that are wealthy, because they got a totally different set of issues or concerned than what I call, you know, the average person or the average Joe. So all of my products, all my services, all my information has primarily been for, you know, startup people, what I would call, you know, people like you and I, the average Joe. And so now we're going to a whole new level that deals with over and understanding what is called postured or positional attitude. So there has to be a specific position for your attitude. And if your attitude is in the wrong position, then that totally messes up the tubulars or the tubes or the streams or the cranial nerves or the circle of Willis or what is called the Ida and the Pingala. Now, this gets into the 12 cranial nerves. And that's what we're talking about when we talk about first base. So let's go through these three steps that helps to establish the University Energy Field, or the UEF. And it also helps to establish the divine intelligence, what we call the Holy Spirit, or what I call the prime creator, or the big G. And it also helps to establish what I call the human energy field, or the HEM. So this is layers of fields of the expanded consciousness. So consciousness has layers. There are layers to this thing. And so each layer of consciousness is interwoven, or is interconnected. And so your ability to understand, when we talk about layers of consciousness, we're talking about your reality. We're talking about how your consciousness and my consciousness and everybody else has a patch or a piece of consciousness. And everybody's consciousness is interwoven together. So we are all interconnected. So your ability to understand, this is what is called, again, mastery of awareness. So your ability to understand that in 2020, what we're doing is establishing 2020 vision, crystal clear vision. But vision has nothing to do with eyesight. Vision has to do with layered consciousness. Vision has to do with under, over, and understanding. Because it's one thing to have knowledge, but it's another thing to have implementation. That gets into the unlimited sacred energy xenogenesis. That is, how do I take my sacred, okay, what does that mean? Energy, what does that mean? Xenogenesis, or exchange, sacred energy exchange. So that's sex. So it's unlimited sex. So while everybody, the dominant culture, the harmonious arrangement, Hollywood, and everybody is focusing on external sex, the big G is focusing on internal sex. And so the inability to understand how to engage in that internal sex, as I talked about, you should have sex in the brain, not sex on the brain. And so in 2020, I will be working with a group of people to understand how to interlock. And so we can engage with this neuronal, or the neurons that wire together. So neurons that wire together, fire together. So this is what is called a spontaneous generation. The ability to totally connect regardless of space, time, and distance. And then we're going to be breaking down extrasensory perception. This gets into what is called biocommunication. The ability to communicate on a cellular level. So that way we're able to communicate through telepathy without having to use a voice box, so you know what I'm thinking and I know what you're thinking, regardless of space, regardless of time, and regardless of distance, because time is the measurement of the events. So there's no such thing as time. Time is the process of measuring certain things that happen. And so we think that time exists, but time is the measurement of things that exist. Now, that's just another way, a fancy way of talking about reality. So we live in a world that is based upon reality. Now, our body is made up of molecules, and these molecules are made up of atoms. And these atoms are made up of particles, and these particles are made up of subatomic particles. So protons, neutrons, and electrons are made up of, you know, quarks and quinones and leptons. Now, science tells us that these particles exist in something called space. And so science tells, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 tells us that 99.99999% of everything is just empty space. So it is this empty space that I'm focusing on in 2020, because they say that we only use 10% of our brain. Okay, I'm focusing on the other 90%. They say we only use, 10% of our DNA. Okay, with the other part of it, they say it's junk DNA. Well, actually, it's not junk DNA. So I'm focusing on the other 90%. So they say that we can only perceive 1% of visible light based upon the electromagnetic spectrum. So I'm focusing on the other 99% of visible light. So in 2020, we're changing the focus from focusing on, again, life or the addiction, to focusing on the cage or the environment that produces the addiction. Let me say that again. That's called, instead of focusing on the picture, how about we look at the frame? So the frame produces the picture. So the frame, how you frame, how you see the world, is that's how you produce the world. So your world is produced by the frame. So if I can reframe, if I can change your frame of reference through open understanding by despiritualizing consciousness. So what does despiritualized consciousness consist of? Well, each and every one of us, we have, and we are living in an environment that is based upon the 12 constellations. These 12 constellations are amplified by the 12, really 13 zodiac signs. And that impresses or puts an energy imprint on the 12 cranial nerves or our circle of Willis. So your circle, your life optimization circle, is established by the 12 zodiac signs, 13, and the 12 constellations or the Mazel Ruth. So de-spiritualized consciousness is taking the spiritualization out of consciousness. Right now, consciousness is mystical. Nobody knows what it is. Spirit is mystical. Nobody knows what it is. People just say, so if I say you are spiritual, what does that mean? What am I saying when I say you are a very spiritual person? So most people use terms, but again, as we talked about before, they don't have the meaning of those terms. Now, the word meaning is a very interesting word. The word power is a very interesting word. And the word consciousness is a very interesting word. So in 2020, we are breaking these down because the word meaning means body. The word power means soul. And the word consciousness means spirit. So this is spirit, soul, and body. So your power comes from your ability to know the meaning of words or to know the meaning of your life management circle. If you know the meaning, you got body. You can go to second base. And if you know the meaning, body, then you're ready for the power, soul, because the body has a soul. And once you understand the meaning of the soul, all the power comes from the soul. So tonight in the private group, I'm going to be breaking down the path of the soul. And I will be going through, for the members of the product development, so that way everybody can understand why and how to develop the internal map, motivated abilities pattern, which is why you are on this planet. Everybody, quote unquote, incarnated into this dimension, if we want to use that term, for a purpose, for a reason. So your job is to understand why you're here and how do you fulfill your destiny while you're here. And then how do you exit stage left when you're done? That's called, the path of power. So, again, I'm going to be breaking that down tonight by using everybody's numbers because that is the specific way by which to amplify the frequency. That, my brothers and sisters, is de-spiritualization of consciousness. It is the demystifying of consciousness. Right now, consciousness is mystified. Right now, spirituality is mystified. Or there are people who live in the spirit realm. And the people who live in the spirit realm, there are people who are like spiritual workers. Like, if you really want to cause a lot of, not necessarily a lot of adversity, but if you want to get into an area where there's a lot of grayness, then become a spiritual worker because you're a physical being, because you have a body. And the body has a soul, and the soul is operated by a spirit. You have a spirit that has possession of a soul that manifests itself through a body. You are a conscious person. You're not a spirit or a body. You are consciousness that has possession of power that is expressed through meaning. That's another way of saying know the meaning of words. You will have the power of those words, and then you could operate in the consciousness of those words. So in 2020, this is the ability to understand how your consciousness is layered. Now, most people or a lot of people, I shouldn't say most, a lot of people have difficulty with understanding the definitions. So therefore, we are not able to go to second base. We don't have no power because we don't have no definitions because the definitions that we got are flawed. So all of the words have been changed. All of the symbols have been changed. Now the symbols that used to be good are demonic. And so those symbols are used by Satanists. And so therefore, traditional believers, we are afraid of them. And so every physical element, every physical problem that we have is the result of a thought pattern that we gave birth to. Let me say it again. So we have to demystify your thought pattern. Now, this is a deeper understanding of what everybody already knows. But if everybody already know, how come everybody is not grow? If you know, you grow. If you don't grow, that means you don't know. That means something that you don't know. You think you know, but it's layered. You got one layer, but there's another layer. Layered consciousness is the problem. So let me make sure you understand. This is huge. Thought patterns give birth to emotions. Emotions affect behavior. Behavior manifests in physical form. Let me say that again real slow. Number one for 2020, and I'm already started, and I hope that you ready to join me. Every thought you have that is repeated produces a pattern. So if you are in Groundhog's Day, I know exactly what your problem is. The problem is that there is a thought pattern that's probably unconscious. Because it's unconscious, you are unaware of it, but there's a trigger for it. So thought patterns give birth. So right now you're giving birth. Every day you give birth based upon your thoughts. So I give birth to wealth. I give birth to health. I give birth to wisdom. I give birth to mutual love and mutual respect every day. And the reason I know what I'm going to give birth to is not I don't wonder, oh, am I going to have a boy or a girl? Am I giving birth to dark energy or am I giving birth to light energy? I don't have to wonder, what am I giving birth to? Because I'm giving birth to conscious energy. And so the reason I know that is because my consciousness is attached to the field, to the TEF, the toroidal energy field that overrides the HEM, the human energy field, and it is connected to the UEF, the universal energy field. Now, in the Eastern cultures, they call this Q, or Qigong, or Q-U, or Q-I-N-G. The Q is really a K. So Q-I-N-G is K-I-N-G, King. So this is the Ruach or the Pneuma in the Bible. It's called the Holy Spirit. So if you're tapped into the Holy Spirit, now again, this is exactly the same way or the same thing that the church says, but I am demystifying it. I'm despiritualizing it. That way it's implementable. So when you receive the Ruach or the Pneuma, as it's called in the ancient text, well, this is called a NAD in the East, N-A-D. So a NAD, and then if we get into yoga and Hinduism, it's called a NAD or a NADIS or NADIS, which simply means a channel or string that is connected to an energy tube or a meridian line. So this gets into the 12 NADs or gonads. Are monads. Now, in the ancient text, the monad, M-O-N-A-D, that was the name of the pleroma or the pleru or the big G, the monad. So everybody has these nads. You got 12 of them that are expressed through 72,000. That's where we get the 72 names of God. If you go to Google, type it in, 72 names of God, see what comes up. So this is demystifying. This is despiritualizing consciousness. And so the ability for you to establish the mental connection between your body, your soul, and your spirit. That's what we're doing. Because a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. So we're establishing the connection between Father, Son, and Spirit. Or Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Or Father, Mother, and Son. Or we're establishing between the language of the culture, the language of light, and the language of consciousness. We're establishing the realm, the rule, and the royalty. This is the power of three. Because a three-stranded cord is not easily broken. We're establishing meaning, feeling, and awareness. That's how you ascend. So this is the key to ascension. This is, again, to ascend, you have to go within. So if you align yourself, that means you're going to align your cells. That means you're going to align your soul. So with your soul, You are able to connect back to source. So now we've got to understand, what is the purpose of you being on the planet? That's layered inside of consciousness. So you can uncover, as we will be doing, your exact step-by-step process to, again, ascending to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So that way you can identify the thought patterns that you are giving birth to. So you having thought patterns that give birth to entities that move. You call it emotion. So your thought patterns are giving birth to entities that affect your physical body. Your thought patterns is giving birth to entities that affect your wallet. Your thought patterns is giving birth to entities that affect your health. Your thought patterns are giving birth to emotions. You call it an emotion, but an emotion is an entity that moves. It's an entity in motion. It moves around inside the body. It wreaks havoc, but you caused it. You caused, because you have the thought. And if you didn't have the thought, you have the ability to do what the Bible says, to bring every thought into captivity and see if it's taking you in the direction of wealth. So if I have a thought that says no money, I should grab that thought by the throat and choke the life out of it and replace that thought with a thought that says I have a process in place that establishes money. So I don't lie to myself and say I have money if I don't, but I tell myself the truth. What is the truth? I have a system in place that produces a sacred energy xenogenesis. So once you layer, you find out what layer of your consciousness that's whack, it's hidden, that you got a consciousness is layered. So on the surface, everything is good, but underneath, there's a thought pattern that is giving birth to an emotion that is affecting your behavior. That's called a negative habit pattern. So this is another way of saying the same thing that I've been saying for the last 10 years. But now we're uncovering, we're getting, because the devil's in the details. And so in order to bring about more success, I got to expose more details. And maybe I even got to go further than this. Maybe we even got to go more into the mechanics of the subatomic particles to express, expose, and expand it so that way we can expose the devil. Because there is a space that between particles and consciousness. What is it? What is the space that is between particles and consciousness? Well, science tells us that particles tend to vanish. They pop in and out based upon the observer. Scientists say that there is this space that they used to say it was non-energy. They used to say it was nothingness. Now they don't say that no more. Now they say that space that is nothingness, remember that 99% of the electromagnetic spectrum that we can't perceive, the other 90% of the brain that we ain't using, the other 90% of our DNA, we only use 10% of our DNA. Well, now they know that that is energy. That is thinking stuff. That is source. Now science is blown away, because what I've been saying for 20 years, everybody else is getting on board now. The Chinese calls it the Wajat. The Egyptians called it the Wajat. The W-U-J-I or the W-A-J-E-D, the Wajat or the Wajet. So over here in the West, some of us call it Rinki. Some people call it yoga over in India. Some of Einstein called it E equals MC squared. Some people call it the unifying field. Some people call it thinking stuff. Some people call it God. Oh, it got many different names, but at the end of the day, it is the animating principle of the particle. Particles are floating in something. Now, they used to call it junk. They don't call it junk no more. This is the universal field. And so the universal field is every creature and every creation in the universe is floating in this field that the church that we call God. So this is the supreme creator. This is the supreme principle of the universe. So now science says that, hold up, particles exist inside of a field. And they said that this field is called love or agape. They said that this field that contains all particle is unconditional love. That's why I can't operate in that. Now, let me make sure you understand what this means. Because this is what 2020 is. See, once you understand that you have the ability to possess a spirit, you can possess a spirit from your ancestors. You can possess the spirit of alcohol, lust, fear, doubt, unbelief. You can possess any spirit. A spirit is knowledge that has been gained and nurtured. Let me say it again. A spirit is knowledge. It's a group of related thought that you've had, that you've nurtured over time. That means it's frequently repeated. That produces an emotional charge. We call it energy, or we call it an emotion. Now, it could be an energy, I-N-N-E-R-G, a little God, because why? It's in charge. It's running the show. So if you got a spirit of alcohol, you got a little G called Alku, and Alku running the show. Alku say, we want sour grape, and you got to go get that sour grape. If not, you're going to start jonesing. You're going to start sweating. You're going to get the shakes. You're going to start having withdrawals. Why? Because you are addicted to Alku. Now, that just simply means that you have repeated a thought pattern and you gave birth to an addiction that is affecting your physical behavior. So everybody on this call, you keep repeating the same thought pattern that keeps you poor. So if you can identify that thought pattern that makes you produce that emotion, that makes you go to sleep instead of waking up and go to work, you can replace that thought pattern with a new life-sustaining pattern. That's called unlimited sex. So unlimited sex means sacred energy exchange. This has nothing to do with no physical act. This has to do with the exchange of energy. It's sacred, though. So, but nobody, okay, what does that mean? And then it's energy. It's that entity that you produce. We've got to exchange out the dark energy, the addiction, and we've got to change out that addiction. And we take the addiction out with diction. That's why in the church you will see a lot of preachers, and then they do, and then they say, and then that's called diction. Diction, the rate of diction change addiction. So when you go to church and the preacher preaches like that, that's called diction. The rate of diction has the ability to change because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's an energy exchange. Now, all you can go, like the Bible says, don't let nobody lay hands on you suddenly. Because why? There's an energy exchange. Another way is through the actual physical sexual act. Why? There's an energy exchange. Another way is through conversation. Why? Communication. Why? That's an energy exchange. But the missing ingredient is xenogenesis. X-E-N-O. It's pronounced xeno. Genesis. So this word is one of the most dangerous words that I will be breaking down. And I got a whole chapter in my book that breaks down this one word. This means spontaneous regeneration. It means to regenerate a totally different, I'm going to use the word, frequency than the one that is from. What does that mean? That means you take a negative frequency and regenerate a total different frequency from the one that's received. That means you take what the devil meant for evil, you xenogenesis it, and you turn it into good. Okay, but how you do that? Because what's happening is that energy exchange that you got, you receive negative, dark energy, and you send it back. You amplify it and send it back. Somebody call you, curse you out, you call them and curse them out. Somebody slap you in the face, you're going to slap them in the face. There ain't nothing sacred about it. There's no sacred energy exchange. So xenogenesis means I receive negativity, but I return positivity. Xenogenesis is to retake what the devil meant for evil, turn it around. Xenogenesis it. That's, you're supposed to do that. That's unlimited sex. That's sacred energy exchange. That's sacred energy xenogenesis. That's, yeah, that process. Now, I'm telling you what it is. That's first base. What is first base? Give people the meaning of words. What is second base? Give people the power that comes from understanding the meaning. What is third base? Give people awareness of perception of the power that comes from the meaning. So the reason that I got dunamis power is because I have a clear understanding of the definitions. So I replace dead definitions with true spiritual meaning. That's called despiritualized consciousness. Because I know that underneath all of the layers, somewhere underneath all of the definitions is the true definition, but it's hidden underneath. So you got to dig it. So if you go to dictionary.com right now, type in the word creative and read the first definition. Then go down to the bottom of the page where it says word origin and word history and read the definition. How can it be one word and two different definitions? Newsflash. The definitions of words have changed over time. Do you know that the definitions inside of your lexicon, your Bible concordance? I got an old Bible concordance from like the 50s, and then I got a brand new one. You know, the words in Greek and Hebrew are changed. How is that possible? Somebody is playing mind games with you. In the book of Matthew, Yahushua said this. He says, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, for you yourself, they change jots and tittles." And Yahushua says, "You cannot enter into my kingdom." And you prevent other people from, he said, you can't enter in, and you are stopping other people from entering in. And remember the word, what does the word kingdom mean? The word kingdom means basileia. What does the word basileia mean? It means dominion. What does the word dominion mean? The word dominion means the three R's. It means you are royalty that is destined to rule over a specific realm. But if I change the meaning of words, that means incantation. If I put words in a particular order, I change the particular response. And so the powers that be, they know how to stop you so that you don't grow. So you got wrong meanings. Since you got wrong meanings, you got the wrong power. Since you got the wrong power, you got the wrong awareness and the wrong. How can you be aware of something if you don't have the meaning of something? How can you know something exists and you don't know it exists? And so the system is designed. 2020 is the year of establishing crystal clear vision. How? Layered consciousness, unlimited sex, and biocommunication. And remember, sex means the sacred exchange of xenogenesis. X-E-N-O-G-E-N-E. S-I-S, Genesis, that means the beginning. Xena means changing form. It's the beginning of how form is changed. Because remember, right now as I'm speaking to you, you are giving, your thought pattern is giving birth to an emotion. How are you feeling right now? Are you feeling, what are you feeling? That thought pattern? Like this morning I woke up, I was feeling really off. And so what I did was I examined the thought pattern. And I traced the thought pattern back. And I uncovered the source of that, the source of the thought pattern. And the source of the thought pattern had nothing to do with the original thought. And the original thought that made me feel, so I didn't really get any sleep last night, which was good because I got a download and I was up writing it down, taking notes. But that means I woke up this morning with like 2 hours of sleep. And then it was time to go to the gym. But I was feeling like a little angry and I knew there was no reason for me angry. Life is good. But I know buried underneath my brain, there was something. And what was it? That was an expectation of some funds or money that was supposed to come in. And it didn't come in. or there's a possibility that it may not come in. And so that creates a sense, because remember, I'm projected out about 5 years. So I know that that affects my projections as far as what I want to do with this quality of my life. So my subconscious brain is aware, because I'm picking up in the ether that 6 months down the road, 3 months down the road, something is coming. So my unconscious brain is telling me, make adjustments today. So that way, 3 months from now, that issue that may or may not come up is now in your control. So it's not in somebody else's control. So I took the keys that I put in somebody else's pocket, I took it back, and I put them back in my pocket. And so I'm putting systems in place to ensure the financial wherewithal. So whether or not you or anybody else pay me, it doesn't affect me. So I'm still able to oscillate and vibrate, because why? I'm tuned in. So I'm projected way out. So I know that everything is going good today, but there's a possibility that two months from now, if I don't make an adjustment today, that feeling that I had this morning, I could give birth, that thought pattern could give birth to an emotion that affects my money. And hold on, I don't play with my money. So that's the same thing that happens to you every day. But biocommunication, that's the therapy, extra sensory perception. So I got what the world calls ESP. Now, the Bible calls it discernment. Biology calls it, again, Bi-Fi, your biological Wi-Fi. Everybody has Bi-Fi. So I will be teaching in 2020 how to turn your biological Wi-Fi on. That way, if something sneaks up on you and bites you in the cojones, you're dead, or you have not implemented these three steps. You're not engaged in demystifying consciousness, despiritualizing it. See, everything is all mystical now. Everything is ghosts and goblins and devils and demons. And everybody's all like, ooh, the boogeyman is out there. Everybody's afraid of the dark. I live in the dark. I've demystified the dark. The same thing that's in the dark is the same thing that's in the day. Now, when my kids was little and they was afraid to go to sleep at night, that's what I used to tell them. I used to click on the light and I would say, what do you see right now? Now, we'd get out of bed, we would walk around the room, we would open the closet, we would look underneath the bed. I would walk them, this was when they was like little, 4 and 5 years old. And I said, what do you see in your room? And they would say, nothing. And then I would turn off the lights. And I would say, the same thing that you saw when those lights was on, that's the same thing that you don't see when the lights are off. So the same thing that's in the room when the light is on, that's the same thing that's in the room when the lights is off. That means, are you afraid when the light is on? Answer, no, sir. So why are you afraid when the light is off? I don't know. Okay, go to bed. See, demystifying it. See, if right now everything is mystical. Everything, that's a boogeyman out there. And the boogeyman is going to get you. And you scarred. Me, I ain't scarred because I look the boogeyman in the eye. I know he ain't got no cojones. I know that my God is bigger than him. So I got the biggest gun. I got the biggest God. There is no other God that's bigger than my God. So I don't have no fear. So when I walk through the valley of shadow and death, I fear no evil. Why? Because God told me. He ain't gave me that. So if you got a spirit of fear, then your consciousness is not demystified. So the devil hides in consciousness. And you are giving birth to your fears. Why would you do that? Why are you giving birth to what you fear? You give birth to what you fear because you carry what you fear inside of you. When you fear something, get up, turn on the light, walk around, demystify it. What do you fear? Okay, you fear that you ain't going to have enough money next week. Okay, what are you going to do today to ensure that you're going to have enough money next week? Well, you do something today to put the devil out your brain. Now, if you don't do nothing, if you just get you a bowl of Captain Crunch cereal and just turn on the TV and you know a bill is coming on Friday and it's Monday and you ain't doing nothing, yeah, you might have some concerns. That's why Source Code is using the Bi-Fi. He's using the extra sensory perception to tell you, hey, son, I've set something up for you. You have a biological communication system called cellular biology. It uses all of your NADs inside of your system. So blocks create symptoms. Every day you have the chi, you got the prana, you got the pneuma, you got the ruach, you got the life energy of source code flowing all throughout your body. The life force circulates through all of the 12 meridian lines inside of the body. And anytime there's a blockage, that's called fear, in your meridian lines, it manifests in an organ. So your ability to unblock the flow of energy through demystification, that is called, again, the ability to demystify consciousness, spirit realm, evil, darkness, the devil, the boogeyman. Demystify it and realize that he ain't got no boogie. He's just a man. You can slice and dice him just like a hot knife on butter. But if you don't demystify it, if you don't look the devil in the eye, what's the devil? Your fears. What do you fear? What are you afraid of? Now, we already went through those seven fears, and you got like one or two, maybe three or four of those. Now, what do you do? What do you do next? Do you act like they don't exist? That's what most people do. Most people, they don't deal with their fears. Me, I do what I fear. Remember, if a problem comes up for me, I run in the direction of the fire. If a fire breaks out, I'm a fireman. I'm trained to put out fires. If the devil shows up, I'm trained to put out the devil. If a demon shows up, I'm trained to put out the demon. If a witch shows up, I'm trained to put out the witch. So my job is to train you to put out devils and put out demons and put out witches and put out fires and put out problems. So if a problem shows up in your life, you are a problem solver. Guess what? People who solve problems make money. And since you are a trained problem solver, you got your PhD, your player hater degree in problem solving. So now everybody on this call, as we broke down yesterday, we broke down the word baptize, which means baptizo, and bapto, which means to be repeatedly immersed in DYE, which is your brain immersed in the solution. We broke down saved, which means sozo. It means to keep you safe and sound. That means that you should operate according to a specific sound. That is your energy signature. That is how you bio, or what they call bio locate. So everybody on this call has an ability to do that. Okay, Brother Will, what you just lost me there, brother. What do you mean by that? You just said bio-locate. Well, all of the indigenous cultures, they all understood that everything was alive and everything was possessed, or everything had a what we call a spirit, a ruach. Everything is made up of energy. And it is the understanding of how, based upon what they call quantum physics, which is the unified field and the human energy field. So that just simply means the universe, the planet, and you all operate on the same frequency. They call it the Schumann resonance. So your brain, now that's why they're coming out with 5G. Okay, but what does that mean, though, in English? That means that on a subatomic level, what we call solid is not solid at all. In fact, everything is a tiny bundle of energy. The Bible calls it a false. That's in James 3. It says, all good gifts come down from the father of Phos, the father of lights. So you are in this dimension a light. Now, we already broke down what that light means. And that light simply means that you have rule Remember, language means realm. Light means rule. Consciousness means royalty. So your royalty, mental disposition, controls your rule, your light. And your light is manifested in your body, which is your realm. So if you can maintain baptizo, that means that the brain that is immersed in the solution, not the problem. So my question is your brain immersed in the problem? No. How do I know your brain, in the solution? Your brain is not immersed in the solution. Your brain is not repeatedly, over and over, just dunked. You got to keep pushing your brain. Why? There is a pattern that says, I'm poor critter, or I'm sick, or I'm scarred of the dark, or nobody loves me, or whatever pattern thought that is frequently repeated in your brain that is giving birth to an emotion that affects your physical form. There is a pattern thought that is frequently repeated in your brain that is producing an emotion, chemicals in your body, that is giving birth to a physical defect called disease in your body. There is a pattern that can only be replaced by baptizo, by frequently immersing your brain in the solution. So if you're not baptized, you're not saved. If your brain is not repeatedly immersed in a solution that says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. If your brain is not repeatedly immersed in, God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness. If your brain is not repeatedly immersed in, God wishes to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that I can ask or think. If God be for me, who can be against me? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. God wishes that I be wealthy, healthy, wise. And so if your brain is not repeatedly, notice it cannot be, it's not a one-hitter quitter. Your brain must be repeatedly immersed. It must be repeatedly immersed. It must be repeatedly immersed. That is the only way for you to rescue yourself from harm. So there's a pattern that got to be replaced by baptizing your brain, by thinking a thought that is the opposite of the pattern. So right now, you're not consciously creating your reality. You're unconsciously creating your fatality. See, either you consciously create a new reality, or you will unconsciously create your fatality, your fatalities, your problems. Because guess what? There's an automatic script that is automatically running. Every day, that script is playing that says, pole creator, you pole creator, you pole creator. So you got to replace it that says, I am wealthy, I am wise, I'm in a Tokyo relationship. Every organ in my body functions according to my purpose. All weapons, everybody that rise up against me shall fall. My father will make my enemies my footstools. Whether you use the word of God or whether you use your own words, it don't matter. As long as you say it with diction, long as you say it with some freaking conviction, long as you say it with some dunamis power, long as you say it with some freaking belief, long as you say it with the I wish a Negro would mentality. You can't say, well, Jesus, thank you so much. I just believe in that, hang on, brother. I'm just, hanging on for my blessing. Yeah, that don't hunt. That dog don't work, bro. You got to bring some pain. You got to bring some heat. You got to act like you know somebody. And if you don't, that means you got to get more clarity. Crystal clear vision, brother. Crystal clear clarity, sister. That's how you communicate with your cells. So your cells is waiting for you because your cells are God, because they're eternal. God only talks to other gods. So your brain is a god. Your heart is a god. Your gut is a god. So if the god in the brain is acting weak, the god in the heart doesn't recognize that frequency. So if you got doubt in your head, but you got faith in your heart is in it, but your brain is like, well, I don't know, man. Your reason and logic, now you got love and compassion, but the reason and logic says, well, you know what? I don't know, man. I don't know if that's going to work, dude. Okay, yeah, that's doubt. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. Yeah, we don't oscillate like that. Single standing column of waveform energy. Your head, your heart, and your gut. You should sense it in your gut. You should feel confident. If you don't, go back to the drawing board. You don't never launch out into the Greek, into the deep, unless your head, your heart, and your gut. All three is on the same page. If you get a little vibe, time out, pull over the side of the road, find out, okay, like I did this morning, okay, what's going on? Okay, I should not be upset. Everything's going good. So why am I upset? Now, most people don't do that. Most people, they don't analyze themselves. They blame it on somebody. They say, oh, you know what? It's the dog, man. The kids didn't bathe the dog. Dog is funky. That's why I'm pissed off. Or you blame it on the wife. She didn't even do nothing. Or the husband. They ain't do nothing but eat and sleep. And you just like, well, I don't know this. You know, I ain't got nobody else to blame it on. So I got to blame it on somebody. Obviously, it ain't me. Every time something goes wrong in my life, now it took me a while to get here, but now that I'm here, I understand. Every time something goes wrong in my life, I go and look in the mirror. And I say, boy, what you done did now? But I know it's me. I don't have no problems. Life is good. So if there's an issue in my brain, that means, let's go back to the problem. There's a thought pattern that is giving birth to an emotion that is affecting my behavior, and now I'm feeling pissed off. Why should I be pissed off? I'm in good health. I got money in my pocket. I got my own car. I got my own house. I work when I want to work. I eat what I want to eat. I go to the gym. I got, really? And I'm going to wake up pissed off? I told myself this morning, Negro, you better get your act together. Like, I don't know what you're smoking, but you do not have the luxury of a negative thought. So me, myself, and I, all three of us got together. We kicked each one of ourselves in the butt, and we went to the gym. And we got our shizness together, and we came back to the hizzle. And now we grinding and shining. So I have those days, too. But the key is, they don't last long. It took me about 5 minutes. How long did it take you? 5 weeks? You don't have the time, bro. Biocommunication is the ability for you to biolocate. That simply means, my brothers, that simply means, as we're going to break it down, that you will have a biological Wi-Fi in your brain. That means that everybody talk about astral viewing, remote viewing, and they get all of this mystical stuff. All that is basically is understanding that the energy field, you are a bundle of the energy field. You are a bundle of information that is creating order and form. Somebody should write that down. I'll pause while you write it down. You are a single standing column of waveform energy. You are a bundle of information. That's it. Now, don't you think it's your body and this, that, and other? You're a spirit that has possession of a soul that is manifesting itself through a body, but you're not a body. You are, what is a spirit? A spirit is a bundle. A spirit is a group of related thought. A spirit is a bundle of information that creates order that looks like form. Let me say it again. Once you wrap your brain around this, the game changes. Now, guess what happens? You are a energetic currency creator. Now you create thought form beings that give birth to emotion that creates your intention. When you get to this level, it's lights out. The devil don't like to play with you no more, because he can't manipulate you no more, because now you ain't got no thought patterns. You are the generator of the thought pattern. Oh, man, that's a whole new level. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't understand. Y'all didn't get it? Source said y'all didn't get it. You see, my brothers and sisters, you walking around and thought patterns come to you. They control you. They release chemicals in you. And they walk around inside you. And they look like you. But they ain't you. Where your thoughts come from? You think your thoughts are your own? Now, I woke up this morning pissed off. You know what? I had a dream. I had a dream that there was a bunch of kids in my house making a bunch of noise and running around, and I couldn't sleep, and they woke me up. And I woke up, and I thought, and I heard the wife in there brushing her teeth, and I was like, what's all that noise? Because the dream world and the real world, I was like, she was looking at me like, what are you talking about? Ain't nobody here. Kids sleep, and there ain't no noise. But in my brain, because I was having a dream, where that was like my house. That was a bunch of people. That was like 10 kids. And in the dream, there was a bunch of people running. I couldn't sleep. And I had just, you know, I was just dozed off. So I woke up angry because I couldn't sleep. But it wasn't nothing going on. It was in my head because I was having a dream. But the dream seemed really real. But it wasn't real. It was false evidence appearing real. So I realized that I had to activate my Bi-Fi. Now, in the there's a lot of different, and I'm going to break all of this down when we start in 2020, which we're starting now. But what I mean by 2020, because this is, again, the new program is individual. I mean, all the programs are self-paced, just standing them. But now this is like I'm doing basically private spiritual consultation now. And so it's just like one-on-one. And so it's getting out of, you know, because I'm really dealing with high-level dispositional issues. Because there are some people that's been in Groundhog's Day for so long and, like, group stuff and this, that, and other. It's just not working. So, you know, at 20 grand a pop, and then I'm going to knock off 10 grand for anybody that's, you know, enrolls early, and I'll go through all the numbers later. Because then we just going to, you're going to come to my house, I'm going to go to your house, and we're just going to put the devil out. We're just going to keep it real. We're just going to destroy the yoke. That means what I'm going to do is my energy field, my human energy, I'm saying him, but I guess that's a health, H-E-M. I try to make up acronyms because that makes it easy for me to remember my H. E-F, I guess that would be more like health instead of him. My human energy field connects with the UEF, the universal energy field, and then that connects with the TEF, the toroidal energy field. Now, I wrote my book, Toroidal Energy, because that's a donut. That's the most powerful thing on earth. That's what my boy who powers his entire house, that I'll tell you about, is our Colonel, what's his name? We wrote the book, The Vacuum, and I've asked you guys, I mean, that was a while back, and it's just all physics, but again, he just has a donut. He has a copper wire, and he made it inside of a donut. It just creates unlimited energy. Then he has this big old clock that has magnets at each point, 12, 1, 2, 3. He has a metal hand. He spins the hand, and the magnets pull the metal all the way around. And it doesn't stop. It's perpetual motion. Because once you start it, the magnets keep it going. And you got these big, huge, powerful magnets. And just the spin around that magnet, and he has these electrodes connected to it, and it goes to a battery, it pulls unlimited energy out of thin air. Unlimited energy. It's the crazy. You got to see the design. They're on YouTube. And again, he can't teach it because the government told him that he'd be a dead man if he builds it. So he can just talk about it in general, but he cannot tell you exactly how to put it together. He can't sell it, or he can't make no money off of it. It's the craziest thing to say. So unlimited energy out of thin air. Now, he ain't the first one. Tesla did it. My boy Raymond Rife did it. And everybody else did it that tried to monetize it. They all met a swift death. Because the government don't want nobody to understand unlimited energy. They don't want you to understand. Because that's reverse technology. That's your cells. So what they did is they took how sodium and potassium pumps work inside the body, and they put it up. They made it into a machine. You know, the computer is based upon your neurons and the brain cells. I posted on my Facebook page today. So your brain is the same thing as a quad 4 computer chip. I'm not no computer guy or girl, but your brain works on the same philosophy. And so you are a biological expression of something that's a lot bigger than you. This is called biocommunication. And your ability to understand the biological power that you have as an individual expression of source on earth. Now, everybody has this. This is called the circle of Willis. So now, just talking about it, for some people, that's enough. Demonstrating it for some people, that's enough. But for some people, they actually need more step-by-step assistance. And that's what we're doing in 2020, is actually breaking down and providing more step-by-step assistance to establish the mental connection between Source, the 12 constellations in the sky, and your brain, and your body, and the 12 tectonic plates in the earth, and back up. Why? That makes a circle. That makes a toroidal. That makes a donut. So every cell in your body works on that same principle. Every cell in your body works like a donut. And so once you understand that, it's lights out. Because now you are no longer subject to the pattern of thoughts that's sent into the brain. You are the creator of the pattern of thoughts that creates the emotion that controls your body. Could you imagine for one moment, just hypothesize with me, an HEF, my son said HEF, HEFFE is like health. That means like a boss. So that human energy field, HEF, because y'all know I'll just be making this stuff up. And then I go research and come to find out, I bet you the money if I go research HEF, I bet you it's probably somebody, this has probably been around since the beginning of time. Just like everything else I'll be. So I think I get clever and I come up, ooh, I got my own life optimization circle. Ooh, I'm a bad dude. And then I go to research and this thing has been around since the beginning of time. Like I'm just like Johnny come lately. So the human energy field is just a term that I came up with, but yeah, it's probably already out there. Somebody else has probably already came up with it. HEF, health. Now, I got a very vivid imagination. So, Jay Money, you listening, my brother? So let's say Jay Money. I call him Jay Money. So let's say Jay Money decides that, you know what? I want to have me some money. Doc calls me Jay Money, so you know what? And let's say Jay Money decides, you know, I'm going to test out Doc theory. Doc says that, okay, there's thought patterns that give birth to emotion. So all I'm going to do every day is just pay attention to my feelings. When I'm driving around, when I'm at work, when I'm at home, when I'm watching a movie, I'm going to pay attention to my feelings because my feelings tell me what I'm thinking. So I'm not going to try to control my thoughts. All I'm going to do is this. When I'm feeling really happy, I'm going to take out a sheet of paper and write down, what am I thinking? And so Jay Money, just do this for one day. And everybody else on this call, let me show you how powerful you are. Once you understand that, once you understand this, lights out. The party's over. The devil got to move out because he don't have no power over you now. Because why? You just exposed him. If you write down every time your feelings change and why, now don't try to control it. Just be aware. See, the devil don't like to be seen. The only way the devil got power is if you don't know he exists. That's it. He don't have no power if you can identify him. He likes to be bioluminescence. That means he likes to be bio-Lucifer. That means loose. That means Lucy. That means the ability to hide in the shadow, skion, skinos. So your biological Wi-Fi operates on what is called biophotons. So these are biological photons because you are a photon being that is expressing itself through biology. So how do I control my photons? Because my photons are light. Well, I control my photons with my consciousness. My consciousness is my thoughts. So I'm telling you right now how to do what I call biocommunication, which is what I'm going to be teaching in the private classes. Where I come to your house, you come to my house. If we can do it on the phone, that's great. If we can do it, do whatever. But the goal is working with like one person at a time to give them mastery in whatever area that they need mastery in. Whether it's a health issue, whether it's a wealth issue, whether it's a monetary issue, I don't care what the issue is, we're going to identify the pattern. And again, I just showed you how to identify the pattern. All you do is, for one day, just be aware of your feelings. Now, it may not pop up that day. But if somebody cuts you off in traffic, and you get really angry, pull over side the aisle, over the side of the road, and write yourself, why did you get really angry? Well, they cut me off in traffic. That doc, that's easy. That's easy. Okay, but what part of it, what was it about them cutting you off? Well, they don't know how to drive. Okay, why that they don't know how to drive, why does that bother you so much? Well, if they don't know how to drive, it affects me because I could have an accident. Okay, why does, if you have an accident, why does that bother you so bad that it makes you angry, that you want to follow somebody home, pull them out their car, and put a bullet in their head? Why does that make you so angry that you cut through me? Because this is what I did, because I used to get angry when people cut me off in traffic. Remember I told you guys I followed somebody from Dallas, 4 hours, and I had 4.5 hours, from Dallas all the way to San Antonio. We were doing road rage, in and out of traffic. I would pull over and get out the car, and they're like, yeah, pull over, dude. And they would pass by and blow their horn, laugh. I would jump back in my car, all the way back. I did all of that. Now, what if they'd have been armed? And it was three dudes, and I was just me by myself. Why did I do that? I had to write that down. I was angry. That ain't had nothing to do with them. I was angry because of what was going on in my life. I was angry because I wasn't where I thought I should be. So I had to examine, why did I think that I should be further down the rabbit trail than I am? Well, I was comparing myself to everybody else. Okay, but did everybody else grow up in a cult? No. Did everybody else mama die when they was 12? No. Did everybody else daddy lock them out their house? No. Were everybody else beat when they were little kids? No. Were everybody else forced to walk around in circles and sprinkle chicken blood and say mantras and freaking fast for weeks at a time when they was 5 and 6 years old? No. So everybody else, they didn't come from where I came from, man. They didn't start in a deficit. I was comparing myself to freaking trust fund babies. I can't compare myself to Joel Osteen. I can't compare myself to T.D. Jakes. So what I was doing was I was making the comparison to other people. If you want to destroy your life, compare yourself to other people. You can't compare yourself to nobody because ain't nobody like you. The moment I stopped comparing myself to other people, the moment I stopped trying to be like other people, the moment I stopped trying to be the like Miles Monroe, the moment I stopped trying to be like, you know, freaking, you know, some other guru, that's the moment that my life changed. Y'all got to stop trying to keep up with the Joneses. You got to oscillate and vibrate according to your own design. So everybody on this call, to where you start at, to get ready to bring about crystal clear clarity through layered consciousness, which is just a deep or a de-spiritualization of the consciousness. That means consciousness is not mystical. All consciousness is a thought pattern that is frequently repeated and emotionally charged that gives birth to behavior. That behavior is either good or bad, but you can change it anytime you want. Anytime you want. How do you change it? Unlimited sex. How do you have unlimited sex? Sacred energy exchange. You are exchanging your energy, but you're exchanging it with demons. And you need to be exchanging it with consciousness. Your energy should be placed in your script. You should not put energy into reacting to some dude who cut you off in traffic. Why would you exchange energy with that entity? Why are you responding? Whatever you react to, you enact. Once you understand xenogenesis, which means you have the ability to take any type of energy and turn it into whatever you want. So you mean to tell me I can take what somebody meant for evil and turn it into good? Absolutely. That's called alchemist. I'm an alchemist. I can take lead and turn it into gold. So can you. I can take my negative thoughts, like I did this morning, and I turned it into positivity. You can do the same thing. That, my brother, is genogenesis. That is how you, that's sex. Sex is somebody give you something and you turn around and you turn it into something that you want, not what they gave. So somebody can send me a negative thought and I'm going to turn that thought into a positive. My perception is my reality. And then now I take that and I use my extrasensory perception and I establish my Wi-Fi, my biological Wi-Fi. That just simply means that now I have positions of grandeur. That's in ancient text, that's called a M-U-D-R-A-S. Mudras. That is a Hindu word. I think it's Hindu. That simply means attitude. And we all know that your attitude determines your altitude. So, change your attitude. Now, that sounds real simple, right? Yeah. Try it out. It's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, that even though this is really simple, these little three steps is real simple. If it was so easy, everybody would be doing it. This is how you master awareness. Everybody that's moving in this direction, whether you join me or not, in 2020, it's about mastery of awareness. 2020 is the year of expanded consciousness. 2020 is the year of bliss and peace. 2020 is the year of creating and maintaining a positive mental attitude. And the way that we do that is by understanding these three steps of layer consciousness, unlimited sacred energy, xenogenesis or sex, and understanding extrasensory perception or our Wi-Fi or a biocommunication. That just simply means that your biology will activate your chemistry or your soul and tell your spirit, hey, something's off. And then your spirit, your consciousness, will send a thought to your soul, your mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, to release chemicals in the body that brings about wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationship. That creates a new circle of Willis. And now you are the king and you control your kingdom because you understand the keys. Brothers and sisters, in 2020, you need the keys so that way you can unlock the door and operate inside of your kingdom because Source Code has made you the king or the queen. It's my prayer that you be joining me for the 2020, again, private spiritual consultations where we're taking it to a whole new level because we're destroying every devil. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless. He has a name written on the star that no man can pronounce. May the Son and the Ruach, the Numa, the Holy Spirit, the set of part one, the divine intelligence, the prime creator, the thinking stuff, whatever, you know, all knowing, whatever word you want to use, God, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will make no doubt about it. I will see you in eternity. God bless
you. Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Tripping. Cause you're the entity that made them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. They just wanna give me the mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this sweeping under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm Liddy, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up
buy my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan.